Armor by John Stakely, continued. Disc 4. Talked about how easy it was for Ware to talk like that and how he would sing a different tune, and how, surprise, he couldn't possibly understand because he had never known what it was like to live in Sanction City, so, ta-da, he had no right to judge what he didn't understand. It was the standard line, but even so, the fat man was a master of it. He went on and on about how tough it was for them and how it was easy for Ware a couple of more times, proving by repetition that he was actually saying something significant. Then he made the move. He took a step up until he was actually standing on the bridge about a half step from Ware, intimidating the director with his size, and asked the big question.
Just how long do you expect us to take this?
And that was it, the big moment. The complete surge was coming. Mob-wise, he had Ware in a hole. There was nothing he could say. And the next words from the fat man's mouth would start it all. So I cut him off.
You sure talk a lot,
I began loudly, shouting over his next remark. I said it as belligerently as possible, moving the last step up to the pair as I did. The crowd turned to look.
You sure talk a lot, I repeated, about starving for a man that's so fat.
There were a couple of giggles from the fringes, quickly hushed. The fat man turned hard eyes at me.
Maybe, I continued with deliberate leisure, you're the reason the kids are hungry.
I noticed then that the unlit cigarette was still in my mouth. I lit it slowly and blew the smoke gently toward him. I felt the tall, thin one move in over my shoulder. I had to do this now.
Who the hell are you?
Asked the fat man with red face and clenched teeth. He turned toward me, raising his arms. He was furious. He had lost the pique of the mob. He had to do something about me in a hurry. I smiled.
I'm Jack Crow.
Murmurs, eyes agape, shifting whispers drifted about. I loved it. The fat man hated it. He had lost the initiative, but he was quick to reach for it again, starting with,
I don't care who you are.
I cut him off. Make your move, Tubby. He blanched, stared, made it. I ducked under it and drove a foot deep into the place where the sun never shines. He bent over with a whoosh of breath. He grabbed for me, still tough, and I decked him. Then I turned slowly around to look at the thin one.
I believe you're next, I asked pleasantly, expectantly.
The thin one stared at me, at the fat man, back at me. He couldn't believe this was happening to him. The guard saved him, and most likely me, by moving across the bridge at the first hint of violence.
Clear the bridge,
barked the leader. She turned to Ware, put a gloved hand on his shoulder.
Step back, doctor, please.
It was not a request. Ware stepped back, looking at me with the beginnings of a grin. I smiled back. The rest of the guards formed a wedge on the bridge with blazers high and in view.
Back! Shouted the leader. Break it up and go home! Now!